Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your host, Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson. This is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Ali Bajwa. He's the Director of Partner Solutions Engineering at Cloudera. Welcome, Ali.
Hey, thanks, Emily.
Ali, thanks for joining us today. So tell me a little bit about what you're working on at Cloudera.
Yeah, so I'm part of the Partner Solutions Engineering team, and I basically manage a team of solutions engineers who work directly with partners rather than customers. So we're still part of sales, but essentially our charter is threefold around our software ecosystem, so ISVs or hardware ecosystem, IHVs, as well as our cloud partners. And so we are basically working with them to essentially enable our partners on our latest technologies and working with them together to build solutions around some of our newer technologies. So with the recent launch of CDP, a lot of that has entailed building reference architectures and technology integrations and certifications around that.
So for those of us in the call who are not Cloudera experts, what does CDP stand for?
CDP stands for the Cloudera Data Platform. And essentially, you can think of it as the next generation of technology available after the merger of legacy Cloudera and legacy Hortonworks, which were the two main companies around big data in the past who merged.
Got it. And so how do your partners use the Cloudera Data Platform?
Essentially, we've been seeing a major sort of technology shift in the data centers with the rise of public cloud and this whole notion of separation of compute and storage, as well as the advent of Kubernetes and containers, as well as capabilities like streaming and ML and AI. So all of these are sort of the major technology drivers that we're seeing that are driving a lot of our customers and partners. And as part of CDP, we wanted to build something that took advantage of all those capabilities.
So you mentioned your customers and partners. What are some of the challenges or opportunities they are tackling with CDP?
If you look at how the considerations of the data are changing, there's sort of new realities as customers and partners are managing data and workloads across different clouds. So there's very different use cases that there were in the past, where in the past, essentially it was just this notion of being able to batch process big data. And it didn't really matter, you know, how long it took, as long as it came back and returned some data. It sort of transitioned from that into a requirement to be able to integrate the entire data lifecycle, what we term as edge to AI, where we want to be able to not just batch process the data, but be able to ingest the data, store the data, be able to do ETL on the data, build machine learning models on that data, and so forth. As well, if you look at the technology infrastructure requirements that have, you know, vastly changed in the past, it was essentially, you know, one big data center where you had co-located compute and storage. So you wanted to basically avoid costly network transfers. And since then, we've sort of moved over to this sort of high performance analytics stage with newer hardware components like SSD caching and persistent memory and so forth. And then from a user experience, a lot of changed as well. Whereas before it was okay if you deployed the software in months and quarters. Now with cloud, everyone wants to be able to spin up services in minutes. And then finally, from a privacy, security, and governance perspective, in the past, it was just around, you know, network perimeter and physical access control around that data center that were the issues. But now with regulations like GDPR, we have to worry about security at the workload, the data, and the metadata layer. Essentially, you want to be able to give a complete full lineage of where the data came from and how it, you know, passed through the system.
Now, this may be an ignorant question, so I apologize. I'm familiar with Cloudera, you know, been around for a while as Enterprise Data Cloud, but you haven't always been, in my mind, as an AI company. So how has that shift taken place in the past few years for you all?
Yeah, that's a great question. So with the coming together of Cloudera and Hortonworks, there was sort of the core capabilities that they both worked on. So core capabilities being around, you know, data warehousing, operational database, and so forth, and data engineering. But then both Cloudera and Hortonworks had a separate capability that they've each developed and sort of focused on more than the other. So on the legacy Cloudera side, they had acquired this company called Fast Forward Labs, which had deep expertise in machine learning. And as part of that, they acquired a tool called Data Science Workbench, which could be used by, you know, teams of data scientists who are looking to collaborate and develop and host models using their favorite tools of choice, using their favorite notebooks of choice. And then on the legacy HortonWorks side, we focused more on the data flow and streaming side. So how do you actually ingest data? So the data in motion aspect of things compared to the data at rest. And the nice thing is that as part of this merger, now you get a sort of combination of both of those. So as part of the new CDP, we have all of those capabilities that I talked about, all part of the same platform. And with CDP, one of the benefits is that we're looking to be able to deploy across any infrastructure. So whereas before we were mostly focused on on-premise with some capabilities in public cloud, but now we're sort of doubling down on that. And essentially, not only are we being able to deploy all of this in the public cloud, but then at the same time, we're going to be aggressively targeting private cloud capabilities as well. So for a lot of customers who want that cloud-like capability, that flexibility of being able to spin up and spin down, scale up, scale down, similar to how you can do in public cloud, but on-prem, private cloud is going to be the next area of big focus for us.
That makes sense. You know, it's interesting. I think that the move to public cloud has been, you know, even more dramatic than I think I anticipated. You know, a few years ago, it was like everything was like on-prem, got to have your data center. And you know, we're without a data center. Now it's like hybrid model or public cloud is so much more accessible. It's pretty amazing.
Yep, no doubt. And that's actually changing the requirement for what, you know, our customers are looking for on-prem. And that's where private cloud is becoming so important, right? Where they want that same capability of being able to automatically scale up their computes and automatically tear them down without them having to manually have to do anything. So there's a big focus on that now as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think there's still so much value, and I think in having that private cloud as well, you know, and having that flexibility too. You know, I'm thinking about CDP and the D in CDP. And one of the things I was reading about Cloudera is about your unified data ingestion. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because I think that's a term I haven't heard before, and we know how important data is to making any AI model really worthwhile, right?
Yeah, no doubt. So as part of Cloudera, we also have a capability called CDF, so Cloudera Data Flow. This was inherited from the legacy HortonWorks days. So primarily, the technologies under the covers are Apache NiFi and MiniFi, Apache Kafka, and Apache Flink. And so the high-level idea is that it's the platform of choice for your data in motion. So how can you actually grab the data where it's created all the way at the edge? So using capabilities like Apache MiniFi, so for example, you could have an oil rig where you're capturing some data and you could be running some sensors there where you want to capture some of these metrics. So you can be using sensor-based capabilities like Apache MiniFi to pick up the data from the source. And then at the same time, you want to make sure that because of the network latency, because of how expensive the network links are, you may not want to, you know, send back all the data. So you want to do some basic, you know, filtering and routing and so forth on the source itself. So those are all the sort of capabilities you can do with Apache MiniFi. And then from there on, you can feed the relevant events into some sort of municipal or citywide cluster of NiFi. From there, you can kind of combine and aggregate those into a countrywide NiFi cluster. And then from there, again, you can keep doing that until you get that to your main data center. And now you can do your complex event processing, right? So essentially, when you capture all that data, you can put it into your event bus like Kafka. And then from there on, you can use your favorite complex event processing engine, whether it's Flink or Kafka Streams or Spark Streaming, to basically do things like windowed analysis to figure out and get those insights of data.
Well, you're making this all sound so easy, I have to say.
Yeah, well, the interesting thing is that, you know, now that we've have the capabilities as part of Cloudera Data Platform, it's almost as simple as going to the CDP website, and in a couple of clicks, you're able to spin up all these different types of computes. So we just talked about, you know, one of the use cases around data flow and streaming, but there's a number of different categories of computes that you can spin up over there. And whether it's around data flow and streaming or data engineering, which is around Spark on Kubernetes, or data warehousing, which is Hive or Impala on Kubernetes, or a machine learning, which is basically our data science workbench. The real game changer with CDP is that even though the computes can kind of, you know, come and go as needed, so as the business requires, you can spin up more compute, and as the workloads die down, that compute can go down. And so essentially the computes can come and go. But the secret sauce is with SDX, which is our shared data experience, which you can think of as a long-running layer of state. which is keeping track of all the different capabilities of state that it needs to. So things like around catalog and schema and replication and security and governance. So the high level idea is that from an administrator perspective, they would just need to set up, you know, security policies and schema and related policies and all those kind of things once. And then after that, the line of business can basically go in and spin up whatever computes they need without having to have this constant struggle with their IT team on, hey, this is the type of compute I need. They can just go in and spin up whatever type of compute they want in a self-service manner. And by default, it's all secured. All the security policies that were defined up front, they take effect. And then as part of the computes, as you're making changes to the data from the administrator perspective, they would want to track all that, because at the end of the year, once the compliance officer comes knocking, they'd want to be able to show them, you know, how the data changed, where was the, you know, origins of this data, the lineage and all that. So all of that is also being tracked as part of this SDX layer state.
Now, we talked a little bit about all the things that CDP can do. Can we talk a little bit about what's under the hood now? I know there's quite a bit of Intel hardware as well as software acceleration tools you have powering all this goodness.
Yeah, so we have a strategic partnership with Intel from 2014. So not only in the past, we've worked on sort of joint roadmaps, but also making sure that, you know, joint customers have the right hardware and software to meet their needs. So some examples of that are, for example, integrations with Intel's Optane DC persistent memory. So essentially, that was a new tier in memory and storage that's sort of in between DRAM and SSDs. So essentially, we collaborated with Intel on some of our engines. So HBase is one of our engines, which is a distributed scalable NoSQL database. And a lot of our customers use this for apps that need real-time read-write access to semi-structured data, essentially for low-latency storage type of scenarios. So this is where capabilities like Intel Optane DC have essentially provided a backend for the HBase bucket cache. And long story short, that enables us to have almost three times the size of the cache for constant cost. So it really helps with performance. And then similarly, we've done integrations on the Kudu side as well, starting with the CD86.2. Cloudera has the ability to use Intel's Optane memory as an alternate destination for their bucket cache. So it's those type of integrations, which are primarily done with the Intel Xeon processors, that have been very useful for some of our customers. But then at the same time, now with CDP, Intel provides obviously the chips that are available as part of the public cloud offerings, on top of which CDP runs on. And then also as part of private cloud as well, there's going to be a number of customers who are going to be running all of this on-prem, again, using Intel chips. So that's also a very interesting area for us, because if you look at why private cloud is important, if you look at the amount of data around the world is using Cloudera, we have essentially 400,000 data center servers under management as of Q1 2020, and about 5 exabytes of data from paying customers, which grows every quarter. So with our work with Intel, regardless of whether it's on-prem in the cloud, this essentially presents a huge opportunity to be able to keep all that data. And with a lot of our customers now as well, you know, if they've been using either Cloudera or Hortonworks for a while, this might be a good chance to sort of refresh their hardware, to be able to bring up beefier hardware as well. As they're, you know, replatforming on CDP, they can also replatform their hardware, primarily if they're looking to make use of some of this advanced scale up, scale down capabilities that we're going to be providing as part of Kubernetes, specifically on-prem. It's going to be using OpenShift. There are some higher requirements there. So there'll be a good opportunity for both our partners and customers to sort of work together on replatforming on their hardware as well as needed.
Well, you know, here at Intel, we love hearing those special magic words, hardware refresh. That's really music to our ears, as well as hearing, you know, the positive feedback of how well Intel Optane has suited these sorts of workloads. Now, Ollie, you've been in tech for a while. What are you most excited to be working on right now? Because I can tell you're really passionate about all this stuff. When you go home at the end of the day, what are you most excited to be working on?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think one of the great things about this whole stack that we're working on is that it's truly an evolving ecosystem. So if you look at where big data and Hadoop came from at the beginning and where it is now, the interesting thing is that, you know, if you think about Hadoop as just a, you know, MapReduce or a specific technology, then it may be true that those technologies kind of come and go, right, depending on whatever is the shiny object of the day. But if you look at it more as a modern architecture for managing and analyzing data, The interesting thing is that the whole ecosystem evolves and we can just plug in whatever is the latest and greatest shiny object. So for example, a lot of our customers were asking for ability to use a new tool called Apache Flink for complex event processing. In the past, we'd use other tools which were not as popular. So it's just really great to see how we can take that customer request and basically be able to almost plug in those new capabilities in there. And by default, we obviously have work to do, but then at the end of the day, from end user perspective, they can take advantage of all the other capabilities we have in the platform around security and governance and schema registry and all that stuff. Just because of that whole architecture that we've set up that has already has this disaggregated software stack that's already extremely large scale, you can basically scale it up on using distributed systems. And maybe one of the best part is it's all open source, which is one of the big things that we believe in Cloudera. And then at the same time, it's around open standards as well. We believe in the way that we store the customer's data is not in, you know, some black box, but in some open standards formats like ORC or Parquet and so forth. And just by being able to, you know, work with the community, whether it's our partners or customers in the open source, we can sort of get that scale of development and ingenuity advances.
Ali, thanks so much for sharing all this insight today. It's obvious you are really passionate about this project and all of Cloudera's offerings. We certainly appreciate that Cloudera is a valued member of the Intel AI Builders Program. If our listeners want more information on what you're working on, where can they go?
Yeah, you can just go to the Cloudera website, cloudera.com. You can find information like a video tour of CDP, webinars around our new technology and recent solutions we've been working on. Also, if you're a partner of Cloudera, I would encourage you to go to the Cloudera Connect partner page, and you can basically sign up there and get access to a number of webinars and other materials that we've done around helping partners get onboarded with our latest tech and get certified with CDP.
Perfect. That sounds great. Well, thank you again for joining us today, Ali. This is Emily Hudson, and you are listening to Intel on AI.